हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभाम् व्यास शंकर मध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्य पर्यंताम् वंदे गुरु परंपराम् श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः प्रज्ञानां शुप्रतानै स्थिरचरनिकर व्यापि भर्व्याप्य लोकान् प्रज्ञानां शुप्रतानै स्थिरचरनिकर व्यापि भर्व्याप्य लोकान् भुक्त्वा भोगान् स्थविष्ठान् भुक्त्वा भोगान् स्थविष्ठान् पुनरपि पुनरपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् णोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् पीत्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् सर्वान् विशेषान् स्वपिति मधुरभुङ् स्वपिति मधुरभुङ् मायया भोजयन्नः मायया भोजयन्नः माया संख्यातुरीयम् माया संख्यातुरीयम् परममृतमजम् परममृतमजम् ब्रह्म यत्तन्नतोऽस्मि यो विश्वात्मा विधिज विषयान् प्राश्य भोगान् स्थविष्ठान् भोगान् स्थविष्ठान् सर्वानेतान् सर्वानेतान् पुनरपि शनै स्वात्मनि स्थापयित्वा यो विश्वात्मा विधिज विषयान् प्राश्य भोगान् स्थविष्ठान् पश्चाच्चान्यान् स्वमति विभवान् ज्योतिषास्वेन सूक्ष्मान् ज्योतिषस्वेन सूक्ष्मान् सर्वानेतान् पुनरपि पुनरपि शनै स्वात्मनि स्थापयित्वा सर्वानेतान् पुनरपि शनै स्वात्मनि स्थापयित्वा हित्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् हित्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् विगतगुणगणः पात्वसौ विगतगुणगणः पात्वसौ नस्तुरीयः विगतगुणगणः पात्वसौ नस्तुरीयः विगतगुणगणः पात्वसौ नस्तुरीयः So Gaudapada Acharya, the very opening verse, having condemned people who think duality to be real in the form of mistaking the worshipper worshipped, division meditator meditated, division to be real, and think meditation itself as the ultimate goal. Or the benefit of meditation as the ultimate goal. So having condemned those people, and he said in the very verse, that such people are kripanaha. Kripana, they are people, kripanaha, people in need always. People who are needy are the people who are inadequate. Where there is inadequacy, there will be need. Neediness is a symptom of the disease of inadequacy, centered on I. Inadequacy is because of the ignorance of one's own nature being fullness. If there is no clear vision of the one's own nature being fullness, naturally, because of ignorance, the sense of inadequacy is centered on I. So where there's individuality, there'll be sense of inadequacy. Once inadequacy is there, there will be choicelessly the neediness. Where there's need, there will be desires. Where there are desires, there'll be efforts. Means, and there'll be people will be always dependent on the results of actions, results of the worship, the results of actions, meditations, etc., involving duality for their happiness and security. And such people, they do not really think, they do not make use of this buddhi given to them, which is capable of discovering the fullness, discovering the oneness, and who simply live their lives always holding on their own belief and who die, and such people, their lives becomes really wasted. That means they do not make use of the buddhi. The human buddhi must be made use of. That's why they are said to be kripanaha. She condemned them as kripanaha, the very verse, first verse. Then the second verse he said, therefore, he says, come on, let me teach that there is non-dual reality, non-duality of the reality, and knowing which really one can understand how there is no creation, how there is no samsara, one can understand. So in the very second verse we saw, we promised, Atah vakshami. We have to see that only today. We have a little more vashyam which goes as part of the second verse. Atah vakshami. Okay, let us see the first second verse now.
Ato vakshyamya karpanyam. Ato vakshyamya karpanyam. Ajati samatangatam. Ajati samatangatam. Yathana jayate kinchit. Yathana jayate kinchit. Jayamanan samantataha. Samantataha.
See, Gaudapada Acharya's whole focus is on establishing the non-duality being the reality. Non-duality is satyam. Non-duality is real. Non-duality of the reality is satyam, real. And unless, until we discover this fact of non-duality being real, reality, we can't help being subject to neediness, misery, samsara. Therefore he says, first, vakshyami, apakaranyam vakshyami, ajat samatam gatam vakshyami. I shall explain here that non-dual reality. And to establish non-duality of the reality, he has to say that there is no creation. To say there's no creation, that he has to prove that Brahman is not the cause. To prove that Brahman is not the cause, nothing has come into existence. He negates Jiva Srishti, he negates Jagat Srishti also. The Srishti, the creation is completely has negated here. There's no creation means what is there's only appearance of that only reality, which means there's no second thing. What is there's only non-dual reality, which is the absolute reality. He's going to establish that. So he says, okay, we already read this verse. We are seeing the Bhashyam part. Okay, see that three words he says. Ajati, see, akarpanyam. Atah vakshyami. In the verse he says, akarpanyam, ajati, samatam gatam. Three words. Three words are the words revealing the nature of the non-dual reality. Akarpanyam ajati samatangatam. What is that Brahma? What is that non-dual reality? What is that non-duality which alone is real? First he says, Tade, I'm reading the Bhashyam, for those who are following Panoliji's book, 398. Okay? Tade ajati, we've already seen that earlier part. Okay. Tade ajati. So Shankara Bhagavatpada explains, avidyamana jatihi asya. This reality, avidyamana jatihi. The reality is that which is devoid of birth, which does not have birth. Avidyamana jatihi ajatihi, birthless. Avidyamana jatihi asya. Vidyamana means exists. Avidyamana doesn't exist. So, that which is birthless is avidyamana jatihi. So, reality has no beginning. Reality is birthless means it has no beginning. Okay. Then, next he explains next word. Samatam gatam. Samatam gatam. Samatam gatam means what? Sarva samyam gatam. Sarva samyam gatam. Sarva samyam, samata samyam in the same. Samata means sameness. Samyam also means sameness. Noun. Two different ways of expressing the noun. Samyam, samata means sameness. Samatam gatam means sarva samyam gatam. So, that which remains the same always. Sameness means sameness is its nature. Remaining the same is the nature of the reality. Remaining the same means what? Doesn't undergo any changes. So remaining the same without undergoing any changes is the nature of the reality. So changelessness being the nature of the reality is here put differently as Samyam Gatam, Samatam Gatam. Okay. Now the question is asked, Kasmat, why, how it is said that it is ever of the nature of sameness without undergoing any changes? How? A reason is given, the reality is that which has no limbs, no parts. Avayava Vaishamya Abhavat. Avayava Abhavat. Avayava Vaishamya Abhavat. The reason is given. Abhavat. And reason is given, you have to say, because of what? Because of the absence. Due to the absence of limbs, parts. Okay. See, the sameness, the changelessness, remaining the same without undergoing any changes is due to its partlessness. Partlessness also, what now? Vaishamya Abhavat. See, due to the absence of the disproportion of the parts. Parts itself not there. So Vaishamyam means disproportion. Vaishamyam means inequality. Vaishamyam also means what? Okay, unevenness. Okay, all these are the words. Diversity. See, legs, the hands. Well, diversity is also Vaishamyam. Vaishamya has so many meanings. Isn't it? Some context Vaishamya means diversity, some context it means unevenness, some context means inequality, it also means disproportion. Okay. So, here, avayava Vaishamya Abhavat, due to the absence of limbs, due to the absence of disproportion or inequality, you know, diversity, differences are not there. Therefore, it is what now? It remains the same without undergoing any changes. Okay. Now he explains further. Shankar Bhagavatpada explains. Yad hi. If you break it, yad hi. Yad hi. Savayavam vastu. See, avayavaha means limb part. Savayavam vastu means any object, anything, any given thing with limbs, with parts is savayavam. Anything endowed with the parts, having parts, it's savayavam. Here, reality is niravayavam. It is limbless, partless. Therefore, yadhi savayavam vastu. Vastu means here, sometimes we'll be very careful. The word vastu is used to mean reality. But here vastu, generally any object, anything, any given thing, any object having parts or limbs, indeed is tad avayava vaishamyam gachat. Avayava vaishamyam gachat. Jayate iti uchyate. Only an object having parts or limbs is said to be born going through the changes. Going through the changes in terms of disproportion, etc. Is it clear? Something is there, which is born with limbs, and only you can see the changes happen. It grows bigger and bigger and etc. Isn't it? So, tad yad savayavam vastu, tad avayava vaishamyam gachat jayamanam iti uchyate. An object having parts alone is said to be born. How? Going through the changes in terms of disproportion, etc., of the limbs, is said to be born. Whereas, idam tu, whereas, idam, this non-dual reality, niravayavatma samat, niravayavatvat, niravayavatvat, due to its partlessness. Niravayavatvat, due to its partlessness, due to its limblessness, niravayavatvat, samatam gatam, iti. So because of its partlessness, it is said to be remaining, it's said to be of the sameness without any changes. It's said to be of the nature of remaining the same without any changes. Is it clear? Niravayavatvat samatam gatamiti. Okay. Na kaischit avayavaihi sphutati. Nakaischit avayavaihi sphutati. It sphutati means it does not break up or split up because of any of the lip parts. Nakaischit avayavaihi, not by any of the parts. Okay. Sphutati, it does not change splitting up or breaking up. Ataha ajati, therefore it is always birthless. And being birthless is also what? Akarpanyam. Akarpanyam, it is free from limitations. The word akarpanyam, akarpanyam is a very profound word. Listen to me. Karpanyam, no, is limitation. It's free from limitation means it is ever limitless. Being limitless, it is free from inadequacy. Being free from inadequacy, it is free from neediness. Being free from neediness, and then it is free from any misery. Therefore, akarpanyam, it is free from limitation. Thereby it is free from all problems associated with the limitations. That's also a very profound word, okay? Akarpanyam, this reality being free from limitation, it is free from all the problems associated with limitations. You can include everything, okay? Compassion, poverty, neediness, pain, suffering, agony, everything. That's the meaning. Akarpanyam. Okay, now, samantataha. We come across the word samantataha in the original verse. Therefore, samantataha, Shankara Bhagavatpada comments upon the word samantataha, which you come across in the original text. Samantataha means samantat. 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 Yatha na jayate. Samantat means absolutely, totally. How it is not born at all. Yatha na jayate. Kinchit. Alpam api. Even little. Even the least is, it is not born. It is not born at all. There's no way of saying it is born. So, na kinchit api, alpam api na jayate yat, yatha na sphutati. See, being born means what? Being subject to change. Being born means being subject to change. So, na jayate, it's absolutely changeless, so it is not born. So means what? Nasphutati. Nasphutati. It does not undergo, it does not change in terms of breaking up or splitting up. No, it doesn't change. Okay. But still, he says, Rajju sarpavat avidya krita drishtya jayamanam. But still, Rajju sarpavat. Isn't it? Rajju sarpa means what? Rajjuha means rope. Sarpaha means snake. Rajju sarpaha means rope snake. Rajju sarpaha ಅಸ್ತಿ ರಜ್ಜು ಸರ್ಪವತ್ ನ ಸ್ಫುಟತಿ. ಯಾಕೆ ರಜ್ಜು ಸರ್ಪವತ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಅ ರೋಪ್ ಸ್ನೇಕ್. ಹೌ ಸ್ನೇಕ್ ಇಸ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಆನ್ ದಿ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ರೋಪ್? ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಸ್ನೇಕ್ ಅಟ್ ಆಲ್, ಬಟ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಸ್ನೇಕ್ ಈಸ್ ದೇರ್. Isn't it? In your perception, in perception, snake is there. Because of the ignorance of what is there is rope, it is possible for the birth of a snake. Therefore, Rajju Sarpavat Avidyakrita Drishtya. Avidyakrita Drishtihi. Drishtihi means perception here. Due to the erroneous perception caused by ignorance, just as the unborn snake is born, rope snake is born. It is a rope snake, cannot real snake. Due to the erroneous perception, rope snake is born. The perception is caused by what? Ignorance. Ignorance of the rope. Just as erroneous, the rope snake is caused by, because of the erroneous perception caused by ignorance of the rope, so also, yena prakarena jayamanam, that which is seemingly born, reality is as though born, jayamanam, na jayate sarvataha, by no means it is born, na jayate, but it seems to be born, jayamanam, seemingly born is not born at all, sarvataha na jayate, jayamanam, it is seemingly born, it appears to be born, but na jayate, it is not really born. Sarvataha ajameva brahma, is ajameva brahma. This absolute reality, ultimate truth implied by the term Brahman, is unborn. Ajameva. Ajameva bhavati. ತಥಾ ತಂ ಪ್ರಕಾರಂ ಶೃಣು. ಹೌ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಅಟ್ ಆಲ್, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನ್ಬಾರ್ನ್, ದೋ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೀಮಿಂಗ್ಲಿ ಬಾರ್ನ್. ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ ಇಸ್ ಸೀಮಿಂಗ್ಲಿ ಬಾರ್ನ್, ದೋ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ರಿಯಲಿ ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಅಟ್ ಆಲ್. ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಸೀಮಿಂಗ್ ಬರ್ತ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಎರೋನಿಯಸ್ ಪರ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್ ಕಾಸ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಇಗ್ನರೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಟ್ರೂತ್. ತಥಾ ತಂ ಪ್ರಕಾರಂ ಶೃಣು. ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಟೀಚ್ ಯು, ಮೇ ಯು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್, ಹೌ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಅಟ್ ಆಲ್. ಐ ಆಮ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಟೇಕ್ ಯು, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಟೀಚ್ ಯು ಇನ್ ಸಟ್ ಎನ್ ವೇ, ಓಕೆ, ಸಟ್ ಯೂಸಿಂಗ್ ಸಟ್ ಎನ್ ಮೆಥಡ್. ತಂ ಪ್ರಕಾರಂ ಶುಡ್, ಮೇ ಯು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಮೆಥಡ್, ಹೌ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಟೀಚ್ ಯು. ಓಕೆ, ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷ್ ದಿಸ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ creation being not there. There is no birth of jiva. There is no birth of the birth of universe also. So both creation of the individual being, the creation of the universe, both are going to be negated. Because there is no creation at all. The two negations. Negation of jiva srishti, negation of jagat srishti. That is how duality is going to be negated. If we say there's a jiva, there's a jagat, duality comes. There's no jiva, there's no jagat means, where is the duality? What is there is only Brahma. This is how non-duality, being the reality, is going to be established. Okay. So he says, tatha shrunu. ಏನ ಪ್ರಕಾರೇಣ ನ ಜಾಯತೆ ಸರ್ವತಃ, ಹೌ ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ಲಿ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಅಟ್ ಆಲ್, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಅನ್ಬಾರ್ನ್, ದಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಟೀಚ್ ಯು. ತಂ ತಥಾ ತಂ ಪ್ರಕಾರಂ ಶೃಣು, ಮೇ ಯು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಟ್, ಹೌ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು explain to you, teach you this. Tam prakaram shruno. Okay. Now, the third verse is introduced by Shankara Bhagavatpada. He says, Ajati Brahma Akarpanyam Vakshyami Iti Pratignyatam. So Shankara Bhagavatpada reminds us of Gaudapada Acharya's commitment, the promise. He said, no, Vakshyami, I shall teach, he said, that's his promise. Therefore he says, Vakshyami iti pratignyatam, it was already promised. He committed to teach. Gaudapada Acharya made a commitment to teach. It was promised by him. Kim iti pratignyatam, what was promised? Ajati Brahma Akarpanyam Vakshyami iti. It was promised that he would definitely explain, describe, teach how absolute reality is unborn, birthless, free from limitations. Thereby, he wants us to understand how he is going to prove non-duality being the reality. Is it clear? So he says, Tat Siddhyartham. Tat Siddhyartham means what? Tat Pratignya Siddhyartham. For the fulfillment, for the purpose of fulfilling that promise of teaching, okay, the nature of the reality, establishing on duality of reality. Tat Siddhyartham, for the purpose of fulfilling that promise of teaching the non-duality being the reality. Hetum drishtantam cha vakshyami iti aha. He also said, for the purpose of fulfilling that promise, he said he would teach the hetu reasoning and drishtantam cha example also. So he would teach with appropriate reasoning and example. Hetu means reasoning. Drishtantam is example. The appropriate example, appropriate reasoning, he said he would teach. He promised. So, the teaching is going to begin in the third verse. So the third verse onwards until the ninth karika, in seven karikas, is going to clarify this, explain this, using the example of space. Okay. Atma hi akashavajivaihi. Atma hyakashavajivaihi. Kashavajivaihi. Ghatakashairivoditaha. 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 Kashairivoditaha. Ghatadivacchasanghataihi. Jatavetannidarshanam. So, drishtantam cha hetum cha vakshyami iti aha. So, he said he'll explain with the reason and example. So, first he gives the example. Atma hyakashavat jivaihi. Hyakashavat jivaihi. Ghatakashairivoditaham.
ఘటాకాశైరివోదితః ఘటాదివచ్చ సంఘాతైః ఘటాదివచ్చ సంఘాతైః జాతావేతన్నిదర్శనం వేతన్నిదర్శనం.
హి సేస్ ఆత్మాహి ఉదితః. ఆత్మా ఈజ్, సీ ద వర్డ్ ఉదితః హ్యాస్ టూ మీనింగ్స్. వన్ మీనింగ్ ఇస్ వాట్? రిజన్. అనదర్ మీనింగ్ ఇస్ వాట్? సెడ్. ఉదితః మీన్స్ ఉక్తః, వన్ మీనింగ్. అనదర్ మీనింగ్ ఇస్ వాట్? రైస్. ఉదయతే రైజెస్, ది పార్టిసిపల్ ఆఫ్ ఉదయతే ఇస్ వాట్? ఉదిత. రిజన్ హ్యాస్ కమ్ ఇన్ టు ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. The word udita has two meanings. One meaning is risen, has come into existence, is born. Another meaning is what? Said. So first let's take the meaning of the word said. Atma uditaha. Atma is said to be. Said to be what? Jivaihi uditaha. Atma jivaihi uditaha means Atma alone obtains in the form of jivas. Atma is in the form of jivas. If we say water is in the form of waves, what does it mean? Waves are not born. Water alone exists in the form of waves. Water is in the form of waves. There is no birth. Water is. Water exists. How does it exist? It exists in the form of waves. When you say exists in the form of waves, what it means? Waves are born, we cannot say. Waves are already, they are not born. The appearances of what? The water. In the same way, here, abstract reality, absolute reality, all pervasive, subtlest reality, implied by the term Atma, alone, is said to be obtaining, existing in the form of all jivas. Jivaihi uditaha. Atma jivaihi uditaha. So, illustration we want, example we want. So, here, drishtantaha means example. What drishtanta given here? Akashavat ghatakashaihi iva. Like this space, akashavat, like this space, Atma exists. How space exists? Akasha, ghatakashaihi iva. See, generally, ghatakashaha, there are so many enclosures called pots. We always understand how, we always think, isn't it? We always think of the space with many attributes. How? Only one space is there. We can say what? There's a pot space. So many pots are there. So many pot spaces, when you make it plural also, many pot space, many pots are there, many pot spaces are there. And that's about room space, kitchen space, means all become adjectives, attributes. Which space? Kitchen space, room space, hall space, lecture hall space, playground space. Means space has attributes. We always, in our day-to-day transaction, we use the word space and we understand the space, imagining to be having attributes. Of course, we use also. So here he says, Akashavat. In fact, there's only one space. One space alone is, exists in the form of many spaces, obtaining within many enclosures such as pots, etc. So, ghatakashehi, akashavat, கடாகாசைஹி ஆகாஷவத் ஆத்மா ஜீவைஹி உதிதா. கடாகாசைஹி இவ ஆகாஷவத் ஆத்மா ஜீவைஹி இவ உதிதா. ஜஸ்ட் அஸ் space, one space which doesn't have attributes, actually one space, attributeless one space alone, is said to be existing in the form of many spaces, obtaining within enclosures known as parts. So also one Atma alone is existing in the form of, said to be existing in the form of many jivas. Ghatadivat cha sanghataihi. And also, like what? Ghatadivat cha sanghataihi. Just as there are parts existing, so there are this body, mind, sense complexes. Sanghataha means this body, mind, sense complexes. Sanghataihi. So along with this, just as their parts, like the part, etc., like the many various enclosures such as part, etc., which exist in the space, so also, sanghataihi. Sanghataihi. Name of many body, mind, sense complexes also. This only Atma alone is said to be existing in the form of many jivas. He says, Jatau Yetat Nidarshanam. I'm giving you literal meaning only here. Jatau. Jatihi means birth. So Jatau is a locative case form. Jatau. With regard to this birth. Jatau. With regard to this birth. Yetat Nidarshanam. This is the clear example. This is the clear illustration with regard to the birth. What does it mean? When we take this example of a space, we know very well space is one. Ekaha, akashaha ekaha. And akashaha niravayavaha. It is partless. You're going to see in the Bhashyam anyway. Partless. And it is one partless, indivisible, undivided, whole, but still it appears to have been divided, as though divided, and appears to be having attributes, appearing to be many, in keeping the number of enclosures obtaining in the space. In the same way, the example, because Atma is only one. There is no second thing other than the Atma. Absolutely, absolutely, what is there is only Atma. Now, Upanishad has the responsibility of, is it, revealing that only reality to us. Second thing is not there. So how can you compare it? For two things must be there to compare, isn't it? Atma is only one. What can you use to compare? This is how Atma is. Still, even though it's an appropriate example, still space is the nearest thing which is available within all the available factors. Space is available here. So space is taken for example here. And space is one. Space is indivisible, undivided, partless, whole. But still, it appears to have been divided, appears to be having attributes, appears to be as though it has become many. It has not become many, isn't it? In the same way, Atma also has not become many jivas. Meaning, there's no part space is born. Okay, when we see the part space, even though we use the expression part space, we know very well one space alone, only space is appearing like part space. There is no part space. When the part space itself is not there, how can you talk of the birth of the part space? It's only appearance. Part space has, part space is born. We cannot talk about the birth of the part space. No, but there's a part space. We use the expression part space. No, the birth of the part is taken to be the birth of the part space. The birth of the enclosure is mistaken to be, we're going to see, even the part also is not born. That we're good. Another part is also not born. And then the part also is a seeming appearance. And the seeming appearance called a part, because of the seeming appearance of the part space is mistaken to be born. Is it clear now? Part is not born, part space also is not born. This one space appears to be born as part space. It's only appearance. There's no birth at all of the space, part space. Part space is not even there. There's only one space. There's no such thing called part space. Therefore, we cannot talk about the birth of the part space. Okay? Okay. So Shankara Bhagavatpada explains here. Ghatadivatcha sanghataihi jatau sanghataihi. And the same Atma is also, not only Atma is in the form of the Jiva, Atma is also in the form of what? Sanghataha. Sanghataha, I tell you, the word sanghataha means body, mind, sense complex. Sanghataha means sanghatitam is sanghata. Anything put together is sanghata. Okay? Anything put together intelligently is sanghata. Which is functional. Anything put together intelligently, appropriately, becomes useful, functional. Isn't it? It is sanghata. So our human body is also what? The various spare parts put together intelligently, isn't it? That is sanghata. So this body, mind, sense, sanghataihi, this body, mind, sense, atma alone appears as not only the jivas, also the sanghatas. Like what? I mean, there is no creation of even sanghatas. We'll see that later on. Atma paraha hi. I'm reading this Shankaracharya's commentary here, the same page number 399. Atma paraha hi. Yasmat akashavat sukshmaha. Paraha atma. The most exalted reality beyond which nothing is, which alone is beyond everything. Atma, this absolute reality, ultimate truth, is the only reality which is beyond everything, beyond which nothing else is there. That exalted reality, paraha, why it is exalted? Why it is supreme? Here, akashavat sukshmaha. The first is given. It is subtlest. Reality is the subtlest. To make us, help us understand, within the objective material universe, the subtlest is space. Isn't it? Space is the subtlest of the elements. So space is the subtlest of the things within the realm of the material world. So akashavat sukshmaha. See, space is relatively subtlest. Absolutely subtlest is the reality Atma. Is it clear? Because space itself exists in Atma. Therefore, what is subtler than space is the Atma, the reality. Therefore, just to make us understand, Akashavat Sukshmaha, this Parahat, this exalted self, this absolute self, supreme self is subtle like this space. Being subtle, being the subtlest, also what? Niravayavaha, it is partless. Niravayavaha, partless. Like this space, Atma is also partless. Subtle, also partless. Sarvagataha, all pervasive, like space. Therefore, Akashavat Uktaha. Therefore, it is said to be like the Akashavat, like the space. Jivaihi Kshetragnehi Ghatakashaihi Iva Uktaha. Therefore, it is said to have risen like what? Part spaces. This is only Atma is said to have risen as though like part spaces, as Jivas. Atma alone is said to have risen as though as Jivas, like the part spaces. The Jivas which are said to be Kshetrajnas. The Jivas known as Kshetrajnas. Are there many Kshetrajnas? Are there many Jivas? No, only Atma, the supreme Atma, exalted Atma alone is said to be appearing as the Jivas, known as Kshetrajnas. Like what? Ghatakashehi Iva, just as one subtle, indivisible, partless, all-pervasive space appears to be many part spaces. So what? Ghatakashatulyaha uditaha uktaha. Atma also said to be as the born like the Ghatakashatulyaha. Similar to the part space. Just as the part space is as the born out of the space, so also this Jiva is also what? Said to be Atma is said to have been born as Jiva, as the born as Jiva. Agatakashatulya uditaha uktaha sahayeva akasha samaha paraha atma. That is the reason Atma is what now here. Atma, we have no choice. The only Atma is comparable, isn't it? Akasha samaha. Atma is like this space. In comparison, like the space, even though it's not comparable, still somewhere nearest comparable thing is space here. Atma is akasha samaha paraha atma. Okay, see, this is the order. This reality is the subtlest. That's the first reason. Had to establish it. First reason is subtle, being the subtlest. Sukshmatvam. Okay, sukshmatamatvam. Having the status of being the subtlest is the nature of the Atma. Okay? Subtleness is the nature. Because of subtleness, all pervasiveness. Why do we say it's all pervasive? Absolutely, reality is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Sarvagatatvam, all pervasiveness is the nature of the reality because of its the nature of being the subtlest. Sukshmatamatvat sarvagatatvam. What's the reason you have to give? Because of all pervasiveness, sarvagatatvat, this is called logical explanation. Sarvagatatva, because of all pervasiveness, motionlessness. It can't move. isn't it? For something to move from one place to other place, should there be some space, no? Already all pervasive. Moving is not possible. Motionlessness. Motionlessness is what? Changelessness. So sarvagatat sukshmatamatvate sarvagatatvam. Sarvagatatvate sthanutvam. Okay? Motionlessness. So what now? We can say achalatvam. We can say other words we come across in Bhagavad Gita. Isn't it? Nirvikaratvam. Changelessness. They were also what now? Partlessness. Partlessness. And partlessness, there was also, we can say what now? Therefore, what now? It is not cause. Akaranatvam. See, because of changelessness, changelessness is the nature, therefore it has akaranatam. It does not have the status of being the cause. It is not the cause. Why? To be a cause, it must undergo some change. Changelessness is the nature, therefore it cannot be the cause. Akaranatvam is because of nirvikaratvam. Nirvikaratvam because of sthanatvam, sarvagatatvam. That because of sarvagatatvam. Sarvagatatvam because of sukshmatvam. It's not a cause. Therefore, if it is not the cause, means there cannot be birth of anything from the Atma. There cannot be origination of anything from the Atma as Jiva. Or Jagat. Nothing has come from Atma as Jiva or Jagat. Jiva is an appearance of the Atma. Jagat is every Jiva is appearance of the Atma. Like wave is appearance of the water. Here Jiva is appearance of the pot. Space is an appearance of the space. Every Jiva is what now? Appearance of this Atma, which means Jiva, space alone is part space. Space and part space are not two, one and the same. The total space and part space are not two. In the total and the part, the two adjectives are not relevant also. The only space. And what about the part? Part is also an appearance. Part space, the possibility of the appearance of part space is because of the appearance of the part. These both appearances, as though the part space is born, as though the part is born, is all because of what? The ignorance. The same way here, the Jiva is also. There's no Jiva. There's no Ishvara. Is it? There's no Paramatma. There's no Jiva Atma. There's only Atma. Jiva Atma or Jiva is only appearance of the Atma. Really speaking, there's no Jiva Atma. There's no Paramatma. There's only Atma. Like there's no part space and the total space. Only one space. So there's only one Atma. It has to become very clear. So if you remember the order, sukshmatamatvam, sukshmatamatvam, sarvagatatvam, then sthanutvam or achalatvam, then nirvikaratvam, therefore what? Akaranatvam. Having status of being not a cause. Therefore what? No Jiva Srishti possible. No creation is possible. Okay. So this is the illustration We'll go next part of the Bhashyam. Athava. Another way of understanding it. Athava. Ghata kashehi yatha akashaha uditaha. Ghata kashehi yatha akashaha uditaha utpannaha. Two ways of hearing it. See, you can simply say, one space alone is said to be existing in the form of many part spaces. One meaning. Okay? In the form of, existing in the form of part spaces. Another meaning is what? One space alone is said to be as though born in the form of, as though born as many part spaces. Not really. Similarly, ghatakashehi yatha akasha uditaha, just as one space alone is seemingly appearing as many spot spaces, uttatha paraha jivatmabihi utpannaha, in the same way, para paratma alone, is as though born as many jivas, as though born as many jivas. Got two explanations, got it now? Para atma, paraha, jivatma bihi utpannaha. Paraha means paraha atma, jivatma bihi utpannaha. The paramatma or para atma alone is as though born as many jivas. Just as one space is as though born as many pot spaces. So as though is very important. There's no real birth. Utpannaha means risen, born, produced. Yeah. Uditaha, risen, Swamiji. That the risen means utpannaha, has come into existence, produced. Come into existence. Ghatakashehi yatha akashaha uditaha. Uditaha is equal to utpannaha. Just as space is as though born as many part spaces, tatha, so also, paraha atma, the paraha, the absolute self, is jivatma bhihi utpannaha, as though born as many jivatmas. So he says, jivatmanam parasmad atmanaha utpattihi yashruyate. See, he makes very clear. Jivatmanam utpattihi parasmad atmanaha jivatmanam utpattihi ya shuyate vedanteshu. See, the birth of jivatmas, the birth of jivatmas from the paramatma is discussed in the Upanishads. Is it? Utpattihi, the birth of jivatmas from paramatma, which is heard in the Upanishads, vedanteshu. So, that birth is like what? Mahakashat Ghatakashotpatti Sama. That birth is similar to the birth of part spaces from the great space, total space. So it means even though it is discussed, it is not real. Why it is discussed then? Na paramarthataha. Absolutely, there is no birth of jivatmas from paramatma. Absolutely, there is no such a thing called birth of jivatmas from paramatma. Even though in the Upanishads it is, we hear about the jivatma's birth from paramatma, that birth is similar to the birth of part spaces from the part. Great space, total space. Which means what? As though. The birth is only as though. na paramarthataha. It is mithya, it is not real, it is as though birth. Absolutely, it is not, that birth is not absolute birth, real birth. Absolutely, is not taken to be the birth. In reality, it is not taken to be the birth. See here, some sub-commentators will say, Shankar Bhagavatpada does not bother, okay, he just goes. Why Upanishads talk about the birth of these jivas at all from Paramatma? Even though it's going to, just to negate, it's going to negate the fact there's no such a thing called birth at all. There's no such a thing called jiva, first of all. There's no jiva means, how can you talk about the birth of the jiva? Isn't it? You cannot talk about the birth of the jiva. Therefore, because people are, we're going to see later on, people are very simple, and then we always believe, isn't it? We suddenly Upanishad comes and says, there is no creation, there is no universe, there is no jiva, there is no plurality, there is no duality. It's all abstract facts. If these facts Upanishad comes and tells, my God will run away from Upanishads. Why everything Upanishad says is against of perception? No, I will not come. Upanishad class announced Sivanandas, he is in Bahamas. No, I will not register for the class. Because they say everything, what they say is against my perception. It contradicts my perception. It denies my perception. I tell you, if I deny a perception, causes pain. You know that? Sometimes now the people come and complain to us. No, this is what they say, this is what. I said, okay, slowly we listen, we know it's all because of wrong perception. But if we tell them you are wrong in your perception, they will feel so offended. If we deny your denial of perception causes pain. Denial of experience causes pain, even though it is not real. Therefore, accept. Okay? And yes, you are correct. What you say is correct. You are Mahatma. You are not everything. And once you say that, you feel so close, win the heart, and then put your hand on the shoulder and slowly make the person see how you are not right. You know, this is how you perceived. Okay. The person has to accept because there's time given for the person to, you know, get prepared to understand the fact as a fact. In the same way here, Upanishad also does not say, there's a birth of jivatmas from Paramatma is discussed. That is not really, actually there's not, intention of the Upanishad is not that. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, parasmad atmanaha jivatmanam utpattihi yashuyate. That birth of jivatmas from Paramatma, which is heard in all the Upanishads, the Vedantic texts, so that birth actually is what? Mahakashat Gatakashotpatti Sama. That is similar to the birth of the part spaces from total space. We understand, oh, example is very clear. Oh, we know very well, there is not a thing called part space at all. How can you talk about the birth of the part space? It's just the appearance. So that is sama. Paramarthataha na iti abhiprayaha. Okay. Tasmadeva akashat ghatadayaha sanghataha yathotpadyante evam akashasthaniyat paramatmanaha prithivyadibhuta sanghataha adhyatmikascha karyakarana lakshanaha rajju sarpavat vikalpitaha jayante. Oh, it was very easy to understand. What is it to understand? Part space is only appearance of the total space. It is not really born. Isn't it?
Page 400 in the English.
But now, part also is only appearance in the Atma, in the space. So the body, mind, sense complexes, which are like the parts. Okay? The jiva is like the part space. And what is like the part? The body, mind, sense complex is like the part enclosure. Jiva is like the part space. So jivas are not born. They're seemingly born. As though born. In fact, space alone is said to be in the form of part spaces. So also Paramatma is not born. Paramatma alone is in the form of, are existing in the form of jivas. Really speaking, there's no such thing called jiva. Paramatma alone is appearing in the form of jivas, existing in the form of jivas. Paramatma is as though born as jivas. You can say that. What about body, mind, sense complexes? What about this body, mind, sense complex? Which is like a part. It is said, tasma deva akashat. Ghatadayaha sanghataha ghatadayaha. From that space alone, part etc. also comes into existence. Sanghataha yatha utpadyante tasma deva akashat ghatadeha sanghataha yatha utpadyante. Sanghata means put together things. Utpadyante evam akashasthaniyat paramatmanaha. Akashasthaniyat paramatmanaha. From the Atma, which is like the, which is like the space, prithivyadi bhuta sanghataha, all aggregate of elements. Prithivyadi bhuta sanghataha means all elements such as earth, etc. Then, adhyatmikaha cha karyakarana lakshanaha. And also body, mind, sense complexes. The individual, body, mind, sense complexes. All of them, jayante, they also are as though born from the Atma only. As though born from the Atma only. See, they're also as the bond from the Atma only. As the bond. When you take from how, from space, all these parts, etc., or anything which exists in space, okay, all the objects, any object having the form, name and function, which exists in space, has come from space only. This Upanishad gives the list, okay, from space air came, and from air, fire came. From fire, then water came. From water, earth came. So then from earth, then the all gross elements got formed. From gross elements, the plants came. And also you can say all other things have come into existence. That we can say in the same way here. But not exactly like that. But still, he says what? Akashasthaniyat paramatmanaha. From the Paramatma, the absolute self, which is, you know, which is in the place of space, means what? Which is like the space, prithivyadi bhuta sanghataha, all these, all elements including space, all elements including space, and elementals in the form of individual body, mind, sense complexes, elements and the elementals in the form of body, mind, sense complexes, individuals, they also are seen as though born from Paramatma. As though born from Paramatma? Yes. Like what? Example is given. Rajju sarpavat vikalpitaha jayante. They're also as though born ನಂಬಿಕೆ. ರಜ್ಜು ಸರ್ಪವತ್ತು ವಿಕಲ್ಪಿತಾ, ಲೈಕ್ ದಿ ರೋಪ್ ಸ್ನೇಕ್, ದೇರ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಲೈಕ್ ರೋಪ್ ಸ್ನೇಕ್, ಕಾಸ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ಎರೋನಿಯಸ್ ಪರ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಗ್ನರೆನ್ಸ್. ಇಗ್ನರೆನ್ಸ್, ಎರೋನಿಯಸ್ ಪರ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್ ಕಾಸ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಇಗ್ನರೆನ್ಸ್. ದಿಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಸಟಲ್. ಯು ನೋ ವೈ? ಆಸ್ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಗ್ನರೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಟ್ರೂತ್, so long will there be perception of the world of duality. It appears very real. In the wake of the clear knowledge of what is there is rope, once you see the rope as a rope, from the standpoint of rope, you will not see the snake. Snake will disappear. So the snake is born as though born because of the erroneous perception caused by ignorance. Already it was said, ignorance of the rope. In the same way, so with reference to rope snake, what is really there is rope. And because of the ignorance of the rope being the rope, it is possible for us to have the seeming creation of this snake. The real creation. Is it clear? In the same way, this world of duality constituted of this, all these elements and elementals also is there. Is as the bond, purely because of what? This erroneous perception caused by ignorance. Ignorance of what is really there. If you discover what is really there, from the standpoint of absolute reality, you can see this world also being not there. Not there means what? Please understand. When you discover the rope as a rope, there snake will definitely disappear. But after discovering the here Atma, you will see still the world will continue to be there, but you can falsify this as mithya. This is also really not there. Why? It has no independent existence. See, elements and the elementals obtaining in the form of this individual body, mind, sense complexes. Each form, okay, and also other elementals also, which constitute the whole jagat also. You can say that. Also, now, where has it come from? It seems to be there. It seems to be have been born, originated from Atma. It's only because you think it has come. Only because of your erroneous perception. The erroneous perception has to be corrected. If you know what is Atma, and from the standpoint of the Atma, you can see the world being really not there. The thing is, it's not that when the wake of the knowledge of the rope, snake will disappear physically. But in the wake of knowledge of the Atma, the world of duality or the world of objects will not disappear. But you can see they are not having independent existence at all. Therefore, the entire material world of duality, all the elements and elementals can be negated, falsified as mithya. They're as good as non-existent. Snake will be non-existent, but the world of duality constituted of elements and elementals in the form of even individual body, mind, sense complexes, etc., can be, will be as good as non-existent. Is it clear? This is very important. In fact, when we teach other ways, this jiva, paramatma, jivatma, swarupa, aikyam, essential oneness of jivatma and paramatma is said to be aikya samanadhikaranyam. Aikya samanadhikaranyam. Essential oneness of jivatma and paramatma means what? There's no jiva, there's no paramaha. There's only atma. This different, we have to use adjectives jiva and paramaha only from the standpoint of the upadis. The part upadi, kitchen upadi, the standpoint is upadi is the limiting adjunct, conditioning adjunct. We have to say what? There's part space, kitchen space. Where is part space, kitchen space? Only one space. One space alone is, isn't it, appears to be many. There's no many. There's only one. It's only appearance. So there's no part space, there's no total space, only one space. There's no mahanakashaha, ghatakashaha. Mahanakasha, ghatakasha difference is not there. Essentially there's one. Why? There's only one space. It's called aikya samanadhikaranyam. Understand? Now, when I say the entire material, the world of duality or plurality, multiplicity, consisting of elements and elementals, even in the form of countless number of body, minds and complexes, this world also seems to have come from Paramatma. Really speaking, there's no origination of this also. This appears to have come because of the error in the perception. And this error in the perception, I think the world, this dual, world of duality is real. It has come into existence from Paramatma. It has come from somewhere. It has origination. This is all because it's my, this conclusion based on my, based on the erroneous perception. Error is because of ignorance of what is the truth, what the truth is. So, in the wake of knowledge of the truth as a truth, the absolute reality, we can understand this world of duality also. The elemental world, the material world also, the matter in the form of elements, the matter in the form of elementals, and countless number of body, mind, and complexes, all of them also seem to have originated because of ignorance. They don't have independent, these elements and elementals have no independent existence at all outside of the Atma. Therefore, in the wake of knowledge of the truth, this elemental world will get negated, falsified as mithya. It is as though. It's as though means it is as good as non-existent. And this negation or falsification of material world constituted of elements and elementals in the form of body, mansions, complexes, etc. is said to be badhayam samanadhikaranyam. Badhayam samanadhikaranyam. equation of material world to consciousness through negation. Equating matter to consciousness through negation. Badhayam, badhayam samanadhikaranyam. Badhayam samanadhikaranyam. No, bedha, badha means negation, falsification. See, negation of the universe through negation, the falsification. Resolve it. It's not there. Equation of matter to consciousness through negation, through falsification. Whereas equating jiva to Ishvara, that is Aikya Samanadhikaranyam, through essential oneness. So, what he says, Rajju Sarpavatu Vikalpita Jayante Ataha Uchyate. Therefore, it is said, Ghata Divatcha Sanghatehi Uditaha. Ghatadivatcha sanghatehi uditaha. That way Atma is also said to be appearing in the form of this body, mind, sense complexes also. Atma alone has said to have become, as though become all these body, mind, sense complexes. So, ataha uchyate, sanghataihi uditaha. Atma has as though appeared, born as the body, mind, sense complexes, like pot, etc. have come into existence from space. Is it clear? Just as pot, etc., the elemental things have come into existence from space, so also Atma also is said to have come, said to have become these body, mind, sense complexes. Atma is mistaken to be the cause. Just as, you know, clay is mistaken to be the, here Atma is mistaken to be the cause. Really speaking, Atma is not the cause. These have only, they seem to have come from Atma. As Atma has as though become all these body maintenance complexes, it is purely because of the erroneous perception caused by ignorance of what Atma is. Why? Nothing can come into existence from Atma. Atma is cannot be the cause, because Atma is ever of the nature of changelessness. To be a cause, it must undergo change. Having the status of being the cause means, having to undergo change. It has to undergo change. It has to go through some processing. Atma is absolutely of the nature of changelessness. Why? It cannot, it is of the nature of, it is unmoving, it's immovable. Its motionlessness is the nature, swarupam. Why it doesn't move? No motion in the part of Atma? Motionlessness is the nature. Why it is motionless? Because all pervasive. Why it's all pervasive? Because it is subtlest. Okay, this is what now? Hetu and also Drishtanta. Hetu is reasoning, Drishtanta is example. Okay. Now the question comes. If there is no creation at all, okay, there's no jiva, there's no creation of jivas, there's no creation of elements, there's no creation of elementals, there's no creation at all. There's only appearance. Isn't it? Then why can't we straight away tell this? Why can't we say straight away, there's no, simply why can't we say there's no creation, it's all only appearance? No. So Shankaracharya gives the reason why this is the creation is discussed at all.
Yada manda buddhi prapipada ishaya shrutya atmanaha jatihi uchyate.
He says manda buddhi prapipada ishaya shrutya. Very interesting word, okay? Prapipadaisha.
Pratipadaitum iccha. Pratipadaitum iccha is prapipadaisha. Desire to teach. Desire to reveal. Pratipadayati means reveals, teaches. Pratipadayitum iccha is prapipadayisha.
It's a desiderative verb, word, okay? Don't worry about it. Just for the sake of Sanskrit students, I just mentioned all this.
Prapipadayishaya shutya.
A shuti is always desirous of revealing, teaching. Teaching who? Manda buddhi. The people of, no? People of limited understanding. Because, who are manda? All of us are manda buddhaya only. Because what Upanishad intends to teach, wants to teach is abstract fact. Subtlest fact. There's no subtler fact, subtlest than this in any. I tell you, of course, we always believe in, of course, in the physics is subtlest of the sciences. Subtler than mathematics. So some mathematics don't accept, okay? There's a different problem. Physics is much subtlest of the sciences. Even the biology is a gross science, no? But still, a lot of subtle facts there. Even there, we have to understand. So, but at least there's no subtler fact, subtlest of the facts is what? All that is here is absolutely only the truth. All that is only Ishwara, all that is only Om. This is the second thing other than the truth. If we say, it's a fact, subtlest of the facts. But to grasp this fact, suddenly if we simply come and tell you this fact, all that is only the truth. What do we understand here? There's a way how we have to gradually, you know, take and to understand the subtle fact. That's why in Shastra we have followed many methods. I told you before in my previous classes, Shaka Chandra Nyaya, Simhavalokana Nyaya. Many methods are followed to help us understand. Arundhati Darshana Nyaya. So many Nyaya methods. Something subtlest has to be brought to light. Because all of us are naturally of, all of us are endowed with the gross intellect. Even though we are sharp enough, we are not sharper enough. We are people of sharp intellect. But still, this fact requires much sharper intellect. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, manda buddhi prapipadaishaya shrutya atmanaha jatihi uchyate. The birth of jivas is mentioned by the shruti, which is desirous of teaching. desirous of making the simple people understand the fact. When it is said, it is mentioned, tada jatav upagamyamanayam. When this, when the birth is understood, there's no real birth. When this Upanishad wants to teach, when it Upanishad teaches, when what is this birth is understood. You know, the birth of the jiva is like the birth of the pot space. Oh, no. Space is not born. It's only one space. Oh, pot space is not born. Pot space is like, birth of the jiva is like the birth of the pot space means what? Jiva is not born. These are his jatav upagamyamanayam. When the birth is understood in this manner, yetati nidarshanam drishtantaha. Yetati nidarshanam, this is the nidarshanam. But nidarshanam means what? This is the example, this is the illustration, drishtantaha. Nidarshanam means drishtantaha. This space is the example, illustration here. Yathodita akashavat. Yathodita akashavat ityadihi. This is the illustration given by the Shastram. Just as the space which was mentioned earlier. Shankaracharya says, whenever the birth of the jivas is discussed by the Shruti, specifically to help the simple people, you know, who are not adequately sharp to understand the fact, when this is the example given, which is the example such as space, etc. Akash, like these parts, like this space, etc. When the example is given, upagamya manayam, when a birth is understood, yetati nidarshanam, this is the illustration, such as like space. Akasha also is like the space, is one all-pervasive, subtle, indivisible, undivided, partless. So no part space is born, so no jiva is born. This, so to this example, the example is given, so nobody is asked, Shankaracharya himself says this. If at all anybody asks a question, why it is an illustration? Shruti's interest is always to help people who are not adequately sharp. No? Help them understand the fact. So what we understood? There is no creation of jiva. There is no creation of even body, mind, sense complexes. Body, mind, sense complexes also appear. Atma alone appear as body, mind, sense complexes. Atma alone appear in the form of the jivas. Got it? When you say part space and total space is one, we establish what? Essential oneness. In this oneness of the space. In the same way, when you say jivatma and paramatma are essentially one, jivas are like part spaces, we understand what? Essential oneness of the atma. Okay, atma is one, which is of the nature of consciousness. Only reality, which is object of consciousness, implied with term Atma. Only consciousness is there as though many jivas. After within all these various body, mind, sense complexes, now we also understand what? Space is outside the pot enclosure, inside the pot enclosure also. In the same way, this Atma is inside and outside of all the beings. Understand? In the Atma, just as all the pot enclosures exist in the space, all these material body, mind, sense complexes exist in the Atma. But it's available for recognition as what? As the Jiva. Like just a spot space available. There's no Jiva really. Like just as there's no pot space. Is one fact. It has to become very clear here. That is very clear now. Okay, Atma is one. What about the body, mind, sense complexes? We understood the space outside and space inside is one. Similarly, we understood Atma in the form of consciousness obtaining outside and inside is one. Outside also Atma is, but it is not objectifiable. It is not available for objectification. It is not an object. It is not a subject also. But it is the truth of both subject and object. But it is available for recognition as the one individual, Swarupam of the individual. So we help to arrive at. So because it's not perceptible outside, not available for experience outside, we should not mistake it for non-existent outside. Just because I'm not experiencing it outside, just because it is not available for experience, perception, we should not make wrong conclusion, it does not exist outside. Imperceptibility, non-experienceability, non-recognizability outside should not be mistaken for non-existence. Okay, that is somewhat. What about the body, mind, sense complexes? Now still Atma, Anatma, two are still there. Still Dvaitam is there. So quickly he said what? Gatadivatacha sanghataihi. He always said, come on, Atma alone, as though has become the body, mind, sense complexes also. By saying that, so Shankaracharya explains here, all elements such as the earth, etc., all the elementals in the body, mind, sense complexes, all of them also seem to be born from the Atma alone, like the mistaken rope snake. That he said. So we have to come back and see. Let us continue with this. Fourth verse. Now, what about the, we have negated what? Creation of the jivas. There is no jiva srishtihi. There is no creation of jivas at all. There is no jivaha. Therefore, there is no creation of jiva. Simultaneously, we have understood little bit of what? Even the body, mind, sense complex also are really not there as though. Little bit you understood. But still, we have to understand something called a destruction. Because destruction, death causes tremendous pain. We have to understand another fact is what? There is no destruction also of anything. There's no creation of anything. There's no destruction also of anything. This is a much later discovered scientific fact. Here we in Upanishad we have this a timeless fact. Look at this.
ఘటాదిషు ప్రలీనేషు ఘటాదిషు ప్రలీనేషు ఘటాకాశాదయో యథా ఘటాకాశాదయో యథా ఘటాదిషు ప్రలీనేషు ప్రలీనేషు ఘటాకాశాదయో యథా ఘటాకాశాదయో యథా ఆకాశే సంప్రలీయంతే ఆకాశే సంప్రలీయంతే తద్వజ్జీవా ఇహాత్మని జీవా ఇహాత్మని ఘటాదిషు ప్రలీనేషు ప్రలీనేషు ఘటాకాశాదయో యథా కాశాదయో యథా ఆకాశే సంప్రలీయంతే సంప్రలీయంతే తద్వజ్జీవా ఇహాత్మని జీవా ఇహాత్మని. సో ఇన్ దిస్ వర్స్ గౌడపాదాచార్య క్లియర్లీ డిస్కసెస్ అబౌట్ రెజల్యూషన్ ఆఫ్ జీవాస్. సో జస్ట్ యాజ్ ది అరైవల్ ఆఫ్ జీవాస్ ఈజ్ యాస్ దో, జస్ట్ యాజ్ ది బర్త్ ఆఫ్ జీవాస్ ఈజ్ యాస్ దో, సో ఆల్సో రెజల్యూషన్ ది డిపార్చర్ ఆఫ్ జీవాస్ ఆల్సో ఈజ్ యాస్ దో. The death of the jivas also is as though. Just as there's no real birth of a pot, pot space, there's no real destruction of the pot space. The pot space is, there's no real birth of a pot space. Therefore, there's no real destruction of the pot space. There's as though birth, as though destruction. Similarly, there's no real birth of the jiva. There's no real destruction of the jiva also. We all can sleep comfortably, relieved. How nice to know this fact. To understand this fact alone, we repeatedly beg Bhagavan, Om Trimbakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vardhanam Urvar Kavibandhanam Mrityor Mukshi Mamrita Aante Om Trimbakaya Jamahe. For what? To understand this fact. To, we need Bhagavan's grace to understand this fact. Therefore, we repeat that mantra. So what is it here? He says, Ghatadishu Pralineshu Ghatadishu Pralineshu. Sati Saptami expression means what? When the parts become resolved, the parts become broken, the part enclosures, when they become resolved means when they become destroyed. ఘటాదిషు ప్రలీనేషు ఘటాకాశాదయ. వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ టు పార్ట్ స్పేస్ వెన్ పార్ట్ ఎన్క్లోజర్స్ బ్రేక్? వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ టు పార్ట్ స్పేస్ ఆర్ ది సో కాల్డ్ నంబర్ పార్ట్ స్పేసెస్? వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ టు ద స్పేస్ అబ్టైనింగ్ విదిన్ మెనీ ఎన్క్లోజర్స్? మెనీ పార్ట్స్, nothing happens. Part space losing that qualification of being the part space remains as space. Only part, the part space, that qualification alone goes. And the part and the enclosure such as part get destroyed, what happens to part space? Nothing happens. Part space remains as space without having the qualification. The qualification goes. Part space, that qualification goes. In the same way, So gatakashadayaha akashe sampraliyante. The so-called pot spaces, etc., resolve in total space. When the enclosure such as pots resolve, they get broken, they get destroyed. Tadvat, exactly in the same way, jivaha, when these enclosures in the form of body, minds and complexes resolve, jivas also resolve in Atma, means what? Remain as Atma. Iha Atmani Jivaha. Now, here the problem comes. We want to meditate and one day want to become one with, unite, merge. How long does the pot space take to merge into the total space? How long? Does it merge at all? Merging is possible only if it's away from it. When is pot space away from the space? There's no pot space at all. There's only space, 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 space. The enclosures come, enclosures go. In the same way, jiva never becomes Paramatma. The jivatma, losing the status of being jivatma. Jivatma status, it is lost, that's all. Atma remains as Atma. The absolute reality, Atma remains as Atma. Nothing happens. Body falls apart. You are always safe. Nothing happens to you. So you can really enjoy it if you shift the identity from body to Atma. Ghatadishu pralineshu, when these enclosures, just parts, etc., get destroyed or get broken, we get resolved, then ghata akashadayaha, the space obtaining within many enclosures, actually, akashe paliyante, all enclosed, as though enclosed spaces, resolve in one space. Tadvat jivaha iha atmani paliyante. Similarly, when the body ceases to exist, the death of the body happens, bodies become disintegrated, then jivas resolve into Atma, remain as Atma. That's the best thing. Jivas remain as Atma. Atmani iha sampraliyante. Yatha, I'm going to read the, you want to read the mantra again? Ghatadishu pralineshu, ghatakashadayo yatha, akashe sampraliyante, tadvajjiva ihatmani. So birth of the enclosure, birth of the body, mind, and complex is mistaken to be the birth of the jiva. And the death of the body, mind, and complex It is taken to be the death of the jiva. There's no birth, there's no death, there's no creation, there's no destruction after jivas. So upadhis, the body, mind, sense complexes are always said to be limiting adjuncts, upadhis. Upadhis actually as though come and go. But the jiva, there's no real creation of jivas. There's no real destruction of the jivas also. Therefore, there's no such a thing called merging of jivatma with paramatma also. There's no merging. There's no merging of wave into the ocean. There's no merging. There's no merger involved here. So here, Shukracharya explains here, yatha ghatadi utpatya ghatakashadi utpattihi ghatadi utpatya ghatakashadi utpattihi. Because of the seeming birth of the pot, exit. Because the birth of the pot is what now? Say, taken to be the birth of the pot space. Yathava ghatadi pralaye. When the resolution, the destruction of the pot happens, ghatakashadi pralayaha. The pot space is mistaken that there is resolution of the pot space, the death of the pot space. Tadvati dehadi sanghata utpatya. Dehadi sanghata utpatya. Because of the birth of the limiting adjuncts, others to be upadhi such as body, mind, sense complexes, jiva utpattihi. This is as though, birth of the body. Birth of the body, mind, sense complex is mistaken to be the birth of the jiva. Tat pralayecha jivanam iha atmani pralayaha. The death of the body, mind, sense complex is mistaken to be death of the jiva. Really speaking, jivanam iha atmani pralayaha. Nasvataha. Something to be explained, we'll explain tomorrow. I don't want rush, okay? Certain things have to be explained. The fourth mantra's, fourth karika's bhashyam, I'll explain tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.